rings, Emma. I believe that's our ring.
I don't get Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, construction on the rocket ship is proceeding slowly but steadily. Its plans have become more elaborate since Squire Skimp took over the financing of the proposed expedition to Mars and Lum and Abner stopped worrying about expenses. Squire has told them to turn over all bills to him, and he plans to pay them out of the money received from the sale of stock in the new Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation. As we look in on the little community today, it's evening, and we find the old fellows just entering Squire's real estate office. Listen.
Oh, come in, gentlemen.
Evening, Squire.
Evening, Squire.
Sorry we're a little late, but we was trying to get as much done on the rocket ship as we could.
Yes, well, it's all right, Lum. Professor Sloan hasn't arrived yet anyway. We don't want to start the meeting until he gets here, I guess.
No, of course not.
Just find yourself some comfortable chairs there, gentlemen. Make yourself comfortable.
Yeah, much obliged, Squire.
I want to get some papers in the next room. I'll be right back.
Take your time, Squire. We don't mind waiting.
Doggy Lum, look at his desk there, would you? Look at all them rubber stamps. You must have a thousand or a hundred of them things.
Yeah, just admiring them. Or to get me a batch of them rubber stamps.
Well, what do you need them for?
Well, for different stuff. Executive business stuff.
What's this meeting for tonight, anyway?
I don't know. Squire just told me he's calling the important meeting of the Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation. That's all I know.
Well, how can he call a meeting? He ain't president. That's you.
Yeah, I know, but I reckon the treasurer can call one, too. Anyway, he done it.
Yeah, that proves he can.
It's more likely he's got something to do with the finances of the corporation.
Right after he comes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm all set for the meeting now. The professor hasn't shown up yet, huh?
No, he ain't.
And I wonder what's keeping him now.
I don't know. I talked to him over at the observatory late this afternoon, and he said he'd be here. I know he knows about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I believe we can go ahead and get started, men. There's one or two things here that we can take up before the professor gets here. So, if it's agreeable with you gentlemen, why, I'll begin right now.
Wait a minute, Squire.
What's that, Lum?
I'm the fellow that starts the meetings. I'm the president.
Yes, to be sure. Yes, you're the president, that's right. Well, go right ahead, Lum. Sorry, I overstepped there. Proceed.
Yeah, all right. Well, the meeting of the officers and members of the board of directors of the Lum and Abner Mars Expedition Corporation will now come to order. All them opposed signify by the same sign.
Yay.
I now declare this meeting duly and officially open for business by virtue of the powers invested in me as president of the organization.
Yay.
Roll call.
Yay.
Vice President Abner Peabody.
Yay.
Treasury M.K.
Lum. I believe we can dispense with all this and get right down to the business at hand.
Well, I'm just coming to that, Squire. Any old business?
Yay.
Any new business?
Why, yes, I have some business to take up at this time. Will you yield the floor to me, Mr. President? I say, will you let me talk now, Lum?
Yes. Now I have a report from our treasury, Mr. M.K. Skimp. Do I hear a motion to that effect?
Yay.
Motion carries. You may now talk, Mr. Skimp.
Yes, thank you. Well, now, here's the thing, then. Members and officers of the corporation. When I accepted the office of treasurer for our corporation, I undertook a great deal of responsibility. Upon my shoulders fell two important jobs. One, selling the shares of the stock, and two, taking care of all the bills.
Yes, that's right.
However, you men are turning me so many bills that I can't handle them all.
Well, that's what you told us to do, Squire.
Yes, sir, you said you'd pay all the expenses. I heard you say it myself. With my own ears, I heard it.
Yeah, and you said if we went into this corporation, we'd have all the money we needed to make this expedition again.
Well, yes, I know, but I believe you men are overdoing it. Now, listen to these items. One shoe shine, one knit muffler, one new hat, One haircut at Moe's Moose Barbershop. Now, what in the world are you turning such bills as these over to me? Why, they haven't got anything to do with building a rocket ship.
No, but we got to look nice for this expedition. We got to make a good impression on them folks on Mars.
Sure.
And don't forget, we're going to have our pictures took all the time on this trip.
Well, yes, Mom, but I don't believe those are bona fide expenses. However, they're small, and I'll accept them. But now, this item here is definitely out.
What's that?
15 band instruments, $897.
Oh, that. Well, that's already been canceled.
Canceled?
That was the idea Abner studied up. See, he figured we ought to have a band to meet us when we landed on Mars. But naturally, there wasn't no way to get the band instruments up there to them.
I still wish we could do it, though.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, we can check that item off, then. But now this next one here. A bill for $475 for a spectroscope and a spectrohelograph.
For a what?
A spectroscope. Just a minute. Come in.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. I fear I'm late, am I not?
Oh, hello, Professor.
Now, come right on in, Professor, and sit down. We've already started the meeting, but you haven't missed anything yet.
Uh-huh. I reckon I better open the meeting all over again so he can get in on it, too. I hear
my... No, let's not go through all that again. We'll just continue on from where we are. Professor, we're discussing a matter of some bills here.
Oh, yes. Yes, well, I hope this won't take long. I have some work to do at home. You see, I am writing my thesis.
Well, that's nice. How is she now?
I beg your pardon?
Now, let's not go into that now, gentlemen. This business at hand is more important than it must be settled tonight.
Oh, by all means, let's settle it tonight. Let's settle it.
Sir, I have here, Professor, a bill for $475. It's for a spectroscope and a spectrohelograph, or something like that. Now, do you know anything about that at all?
Oh, yes, indeed, yes. Mm-hmm. A spectrohelograph is an astrophysical instrument.
Instrument? Did you get that band 92, Professor?
Band? Band? What sort of a band, Mr. Peabody?
Well, just a band, that's all. Horns and drums and cornets and ta 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 ta, that kind of a band.
Ta 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 ta.
Wait, I'll explain it to you.
Don't take time for that now, Mom. All I want to know is, where did this bill come from?
Bill? What bill?
Why the bill for this spectro, whatever it is?
Perhaps you're referring to a spectral heliograph? It's used in astrophysics for making spectral heliograms. I believe Mr. Edwards will bear me out, won't you?
Bear you out? Is that accident still bothering you, Professor?
How big a band were you aiming on getting up, Professor?
Yeah, what's that, Mr. Peabody?
Gentlemen, please. Now, listen to me for just a minute. We've got to get this thing settled. Now, one of you has turned over a bill to me of nearly $500. And so far, I haven't been able to sell but $30 worth of stock in our corporation. Now, obviously...
Well, I say, let's get this settled right here and now. What do you say, Mr. Edwards?
Oh, yeah, I'm for that, sure. Get it settled.
Good. How about you, Mr. Peabody?
Yay.
Fine. Now, state your problem, Mr. Skimp.
All I want to know is, what about this spectrohelograph?
Oh, yes. We made an interesting experiment with one of those during my college days. Dr. Smigley's class, I believe it was. Yes, I'm sure of that. Either Dr. Smigley or Professor Mook. One of them looked quite different from the other one. I can't seem to remember which one.
Would you mind running over it again, Professor?
Yes, sir. Go on, Professor. This is awfully...
Now, wait just a minute here. Now, let's get this thing settled, man.
Oh, yes, let's settle it. I'll say that it was Dr. Smigley, then. It may have been Professor Mooks, however, or even Dr. Yarmouth. Yeah. At any rate, we students were supposed to take some spectroheliograms of the sun to observe faculae and prominences. But of course you know that. The name implies it.
Oh, yeah, that does it every time, too.
However, we were so inexperienced. Well, I hang my head in shame every time I think of this. I hate to tell you about it. However, we were so inexperienced that we didn't know we were supposed to photograph by monochromatic light. Think of it.
Oh, for goodness sake, say ignorant.
Now, look, man. I insist that we put a stop to all this folly roll and get down to business. You don't know it, but the Mars Expedition Corporation is faced with a financial crisis here.
Oh, dear. Well, let's do something about it, then. Let's not sit here and do nothing.
Well, I'm trying to do something about it, Professor. Now then, what about this spectro-helio gadget thing here?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, through our ignorance, we photographed...